But what's your font? Are you a Helvetica kind of person? A century Gothic, Arial, or maybe you even have your own font? The design possibilities for typography in the alphabet that I use every day, the Latin alphabet, is seemingly endless. But for my first guest today, that variety has been lacking in Arabic script and can even impact on literacy. Nadine Shaheen's award-winning work, known for harmonising the relationship between the Latin alphabet and Arabic type, as well as her approach to contemporary Arabic script, has been groundbreaking. Her typeface, Kufiya, was the first to include matching Arabic and Latin parts, and she also designed the new typeface for Beirut's leading newspaper. She's an Arabic specialist at Monotype in Germany, and her typefaces are sold worldwide. Nadine Shaheen, welcome to By Design.
Thank you.
Let's go back to the beginning. When did you start to become interested in typography? What was your kickstart into this world?
I was studying graphic design at the American University of Beirut, and it was in my second year, and we had an Arabic typography class and a most amazing calligrapher and art critic who was our teacher, and he introduced us to the world of Arabic calligraphy and the richness of the heritage that we have, and that was contrasted by the poor quality of the typefaces that were available to us as designers, and that contrast was sort of like a call for action.
Tell me what that poor quality is. Describe that for me. What was the signage like on the streets of Beirut?
You had the poor quality in terms of design aesthetics, so typefaces that were poorly drawn, designs that were poorly executed, not really well put together. But you also had a problem with the lack of expression. So you had very conservative designs that were already badly designed. Or when you're working with typefaces, they are like voices that you can use in portraying a certain message. And when you are working as a graphic designer, you utilize this personality and this voice in order to express what you want to express in that project. With the Arabic typefaces that we had, it was almost like having one pair of shoes for both summer and winter. And we needed more variation, more ability to express how we live and how we want to live. And all of that was just really not available for us.
I like this idea of only having one pair of shoes for all seasons. So not only did you need more expression, to use your words, you know, more voices that you can use to portray a message, but what was the other problem that emerges from this in terms of legibility, the capacity for people to be able to simply read?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we already have a problem of literacy in the Middle East, where literacy rates are not very high. The amount of books that people are reading in every day is so low, it's embarrassing. There was a study last year. I was shocked when I saw the numbers. So the averages for how many books people read per year is in the number of pages, not in the number of books. And even in that is very low. So it's really embarrassing. So we don't have a culture of people picking up books and reading for pleasure.
Yet there's a very strong history of Arabic script and writing.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So the calligraphy itself is very advanced, is very rich, but reading as a pastime is simply not there. Because you had 500, 600 years of what we call the Dark Ages in the Middle East, where there was very little cultural output, and the 20th century came as an awakening of the Arab region, but still there's a long, long way to go, and we need to encourage reading. And then when you pick up a book and the typeface is not well designed, you can get, you know, eye fatigue, you can get headaches, it just doesn't invite you. If you are a child and you want to pick up a book to read a story, if the typeface looks, you know, too complex for you or does not fit with what a child is interested in terms of aesthetics, they're not going to be interested in reading the book. And that's not what we should be doing. We should be encouraging them and presenting material in ways that captures their imagination.
And by simply redesigning the way the type is in the first place so that it is easy to read, You can actually increase and improve literacy. It seems like kind of a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But for some reason, nobody had been looking at that. So when I was doing my MA, I did a paper about the simplification and script reform of the Arabic script. And there were times in our history, in the mid of the 20th century, where people were saying, look, we need to simplify the script so that people are able to read. And then some people were saying, no, just dump it completely and pick up the Latin script because this is too complex for us to use in every day. And none of this happened. But the script did have some sort of typographic simplification. And so we ended up with many different variations of how we can create typefaces for Arabic, some that are more simple, some that are more complex. And these days, these technological constraints are no longer there. But you have the question, what is more legible? And of course, you can design it. A good design typeface, a well-designed typeface in any of these levels of complexity. But we still need to answer the question, what is easier to read? That's what I did for my PhD. So I spent 5 years working on this topic and looking at the effect of the complexity of the script on legibility using eye tracking, using tests with school children. And it turns out, yeah, what is more complex takes more time to read. It's common sense to get to this conclusion. But now we have scientific proof that it is that way, and that helps guide our efforts.
On By Design, I'm speaking with an Arabic specialist at Monotype in Germany whose typefaces are sold worldwide, and her work has basically been described as a combination of harmonizing Latin and Arabic type as well as contemporizing Arabic script. And it seems quite fascinating to me, this PhD research, Nadine, that you've done, that actually has resulted in some new scripts, some new fonts. And one of these is the font called Kufia, which apparently was the very first to include matching Arabic and Latin parts. Tell me what that means.
Kufia is sort of, for me, is more than a typeface. It's more of a political view on life and cultural exchange between the Middle East and the Western world. We've had a lot of trouble. I mean, anybody who hears the news knows about the way things are when you are an Arab. It's just has not been easy for us. And the cultural dialogue and people talk about cultural wars and clash of civilizations. But what if we had dialogue of civilizations rather than a clash? When I was graduating from AUB, the keynote speaker at my graduation was Edward Said, the late Edward Said, and he talked about this. He was the one who raised up that when we as Arabs today, what can we do? He was saying, like, you can take different approaches to discuss different cultures. You can either copy them, you can oppose them, or you can engage in dialogue. The interesting thing for us to do would be to engage in the dialogue. And that sort of idea I took on, and I think that was the most influential speech I ever heard in my entire life, and sort of took it as a working methodology or ideology for me, for my design. And Kufia embraces that. Even though the Arabic script is very different from the Latin script, they are meant to live on the same page together in harmony and in dialogue. We need to understand that they are different and accept that they are different and that this is okay. But we need to find avenues where we can create this harmony, where we can get them to coexist without fighting. And that you do by having a good and solid understanding of how they are built.
It might be hard to describe then visually what this is, but can you describe it for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have two people and they are going to have a conversation and one of them is standing up and the other one is lying down, they can't really have a conversation for a very long time because it's just really not sustainable. What needs to happen is the person who is standing up needs to sit down. And the person who's lying down needs to sit up. So basically, they are both sitting. And this is what happens with Arabic. Arabic has a very horizontal emphasis in terms of the way the strokes move across the line. Latin has a very strong vertical rhythm. It's been likened to 26 soldiers of lead. That's one of the books describing the rhythm in Latin. It's very vertical. When we write the I or the L or the H, M, N, all of these are very strong vertical strokes. So what you do? You introduce elements that are vertical. You emphasize the verticality in Arabic and you emphasize the horizontality in the Latin while keeping the structure the same. We don't want to have Frankensteins, right? We don't want to copy and paste parts. We want to make a full working person. So when you're designing a letter, it's a code that people understand and need to recognize because this is what they are reading. It's not an art piece sitting on a wall. They have to read and understand what this character means. So every person has in his mind an understanding of what the letter A looks like. If you come and change that shape, it's not recognizable as the letter A anymore. It might look pretty, but they won't recognize it. It's the same as you have a person. You have the head, the shoulders, the main body. They have certain proportions to one another. They're all built around the same skeletal. And that's the same with letter forms. If we do not understand the basic structure, we will end up with monsters. We work with the basic structure, keep it the same, keep it recognizable, but just emphasize a little bit elements here and there so that you create a dialogue between the two different entities.
So what was the impact?
Good. Basically, you get an Arabic that looks paradoxically modern, even though it's based on the oldest calligraphic style in Arabic. So a calligraphic style that was in use 1300 years ago. That was my source of inspiration. And the Latin that looks like a traditional text face. But you put them together on the same page and you feel the same sense of motion and the same sense of rhythm between the two. One of my teachers used to explain that when we are designing a typeface, there's a wind that blows through the typeface. And what you need to do is to have that same rhythm blowing at the same speed. Designing a typeface family with different script systems is almost like you have two people that are taking a walk together. They need to walk along the same line and at the same speed, even though each one of them is different, but they are walking together. You get, for example, a whole paragraph in Arabic, and then you have one Latin word in the middle. It could be the name of a book or a URL or an email. And usually what happens is that the Latin pops out because it looks so foreign in terms of movement than the Arabic. But in Kufiya, you have one rhythm and one sense of gray that nothing pops out. As the typeface comes, it looks as if they are belonging together. So you start reading the Arabic and suddenly there's a...
You're reading the Latin and our eyes are moving cohesively.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It's not that you're looking at a text and different things are jumping up and down because they are not fitting with the background that they are sitting with.
Nadine, just to wrap up, I mean, I simply want to ask you what you think is the future for Arabic typography.
I think more experimentation, more pushing what we can do and exploring more. It's almost like it's a very big field. We've only had a few baby steps and there's so many more amazing things for us to discover that we just need the time to sit and play.
I wish I had more time to sit and chat with you. I must admit, it's wonderful to chat with you and to talk about your designs on By Design. Thank you so much for joining me.
And thank you for the invitation.
Nadine Shaheen there, a typographer and Arabic specialist at Monotype, and she has quite incredible work. More information on our website. Up next, a look at a modern-day architectural wonder, one of the largest mosques in the world.